Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We are back on the daddy issues. Okay. Yeah, man. Yo, so there was this guy. He fought off a rabid beaver to protect his kids, man. A rabid beaver, man. I mean, it's expected.
That makes sense.
You can't dip out on the kids.
She's off top.
Like, what's the biggest animal you would? I picture you just fighting any animal just to protect the boys. So
yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
you gotta do what you gotta
same
do.
Way. And plus, I'm not really scared of animals, so it's like I'm not. I know I should be. I know people be like, you better be careful. Animals don't. So for me to protect my kid against an animal is a no brainer. It's just like, all right, it's a grizzly bear. Well, man, let's see what happens.
I'm just going to have to die.
Just don't do me like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was about
DiCaprio.
To say, I'm going to have to be revving it up.
Yeah. It's gonna be... I mean, it's what it is.
For like, the kids, yeah, I'll fight any person, any animal. Yeah. I'll jump in front of a car.
This is automatic. Like,
I'm not even going to think about it.
I'm diving in the ocean. I'm doing all of that.
I'll do whatever if I can.
It's just instinctual, really. It's not even like me thinking it about it. It's just like, I just sprung into action.
Just do stuff. That shit.
Yeah. Kids. It's the kids, man. It's just automatic. So definitely, I see him fighting off the beaver.
And he probably wasn't thinking it's rabbit.
Nah.
He's just like, get off my baby.
I'd be like, yo, that's.
And the animals. He probably had no thought process.
Yeah.
None.
Nothing.
Just like, I'm doing this.
Yeah. Especially with animals, man, because it's like, none of them scare me for some reason. Like, I respect them. Like, I know I'm not going to walk into a cobra and just be like, hey, guy. Like, I'm not an idiot.
Where I'm at and where, like, if I'm walking and a wolf pull up, this is it. This is how it ends for me.
But yeah.
This is how it.
It'd be wolves in my neighborhood.
But I mean, like, why, like.
Oh, you mean like a straight up.
Because people don't realize how big animals are.
Right.
When they are not. Like, they're, animals are huge. Like, you seen that, it's a video viral right now of a dog that was barking, and the wolf ran on him, and the size difference of the wolf and the dog, and it was a big dog. That wolf looked like a horse. Like, it was huge.
Wolves are something else, man. That's why I be looking at dogs with shame, man. Like, look at them now. These little dogs standing around talking, man, shut your ass up, man. Look at what you used to be. You
came from kings and
queens. Look at them now, man. The sweaters on. I can't get over that.
I mean, look at the cats. They came from tigers and lions.
Well,
panthers.
Cats are still the same. Dogs have completely changed. Completely. I'm like, get out of here. But, I would easily, like, because first of all, I'm always amazed by animals anyway. Like, and so, like, let's say a bear was chasing one of the boys. I would just run up and just... You know, I don't know what attack approach I would think. I'll just be like, you know, just to see what happened. You know what I mean? I would probably get slung around like a rag doll. But the animal I would be most, well, first of all, the scariest animal to fight would probably be a shark.
Oh, if we in the ocean.
Because it's so much going on. It's
and
like
they're
the
so
swimming.
Fast.
We in the ocean. They fast. I got to worry about my kids. We in the ocean. But, like, if it's on land, I would be most scared to fight a gorilla.
They're strong, man.
They're strong as hell, though.
They're so strong.
And they coming at you with the full strength. They not holding back. It's a wrap, man. And I feel like once they get to a certain amount of anger, they might not back off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm getting slung around. I just lost the R to protect the kid. You all right there? I'm good. Just hold me up. Listen, kids. I'm proud of y'all. In the death. But yeah, man, just animal attacks in general, man. I'm ready to fight for these kids.
Yeah,
man.
I'll do anything. I'll fight.
Yeah. Any animal, I don't care if it's a bat, a praying mantis.
Do you ever envision stuff? Like when you with the kids? Like,
oh, absolutely. Anytime we go to the beach, I'd be like, man, what if the boys
that's me all day.
I just imagine it all the time.
Like, we'd be walking up the street, and I'd be like, if a car comes, I would have to shield this way. Throw I'm always this thinking way.
Like that.
I'd probably lose all of this. Mm-hmm. I'd be incapacitated.
Yeah. What if somebody came in, tried to grab the stroller and run off? I'm chasing them down.
I'm always thinking about that kind of stuff.
I'm hopping into the van.
Because I like to know what my plan would be.
Yeah.
I want to never be caught off guard when I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like being caught off guard when I'm by myself.
Right.
So with them, I'm always on the extra, like, all right, where are the extra points? Mm-hmm. Where are the, you know.
And I've been
going. I watch everybody.
Right, like, you looking them, around.
What you doing? You eyeballing them?
And I've been going through life avoiding so much conflict. Not purposely avoiding, but just, you know, I'm not around it. I'm always thinking like, man, this stuff is smooth. Like the last time I even thought about seriously putting hands on somebody was the other day. This dude pulled a little knife out on this guy that was just outside singing with a guitar for money. He had a knife, and I walked up and I was like, yo, this dude got a knife. And so I was standing there making sure, like, yo, I see you with the knife. You ain't about to stab this dude on my watch. I'm all in the mix. I'm like all there and like, dude. But the dude with the knife kept ignoring me, but I was like, clearly I'm like, what you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, why you out here begging for money, man? It's my money. Like, over the top. And the dude was just sitting Indian style, like, on his guitar. Yeah. The surfer-looking dude. He's like, man, what's your problem, man? He's like, man, you out here begging. This my money. I'm like, man, this dude ain't about to do that. So I walked up to the guy, the victim. I'm like, you all right, man? You good? He's like, man, this guy right here is great. I see him out here. I'm still, like, looking at the guy. Oh,
you trying to make him know.
I want the dude to know, like, yo, you ain't about to stab nobody in my room. Bring it here. And he would not acknowledge me. I'm like, I'm standing right here till the dude packed up and got away safely. And then dude was going to the elevator. And then he finally looked at me like, what you want to do, bro? But I can see in his soul he really didn't want it, but he had to say something because – you like, what you want to do? I was like, I see the little knife in your hand, man. He was like, well, and I was like, all right. Then I was hot for like 2 minutes.
Nothing even with the knife. He was like, well, it's just.
But in my mind, I was thinking like, all right, I never fought somebody with a knife before. Yeah. What am I going to do? I'm getting my Steve Rogers on in my head. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to let him come in and swipe first, grab his wrist, take him down, tear his nose up, and then just go from there. I was mapping it out.
So dude back down with the knife, he was just like.
Yeah, he just got in his little punk ass elevator and left. I was like, man. But I could tell, because if he really wanted it with me, he'd be like, well, what you going to do? And he never took it to that level until it was just me and him standing there. And I still had enough distance to where I was just like, just in case, I got enough room to breathe. And Sabrina wasn't all on me like, no, let's just walk. She was just quiet in the background, which I prefer.
Yeah.
I don't like it when women be like, no, it's just not even
get out the way because you're just going to mess me up.
Exactly.
I'm going to trip over. You're going to get in the way.
If I get toe up, just take me to the hospital. Cuss
don't
me
get
out
in
later.
The way. Because if I get worked over or something, it's your fault.
Are you holding me? Are you holding one of my arms? Can I catch one? I'm over. Man, we fighting. We fighting after that. I'm like, you was holding my arm. I was getting jabbed up. So,
yeah, just move out the way. Because a lot of people be like, I want my girl to fight. I don't.
No.
I don't. For what? No. I don't even want her to fight. Like, if another girl was trying to fight her.
I wouldn't feel right. I know she would.
Yeah.
But I don't want that.
No. I'm like, guys, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll just take the hits from a woman. I'll be like, well, nah, I ain't going to take the hits. She going to get restrained.
Yeah.
Like, if she punches me one time, her arms are hemmed up at that point. I'm not going to be on some, well, you know, I don't hit women. Like, if you attack me, I will restrain.
I'm stronger.
You're getting subdued somehow. And if you keep going long enough, I'll punch a woman.
I might have
to. If she in full attack mode.
Did you see that video of the lady, the huge power lifter lady that was tossing that dude around in the front? Everybody was dying laughing. I was like, everybody's laughing. Mm-hmm. But if some dude, I mean, she was huge.
Right.
And I'm like, I see her. I have to fight her.
Right.
Like, she was, I mean, she was she was tossing him like a rag doll.
Yeah.
Like, and he would try to get up. She would just push him back down. Like, she was huge. And I was like, yo, I can't. I feel like society can't hold me accountable for defending myself against her.
You don't get a free pass because you're a woman and you fully attacking me. I'm not going to sit there and be a gentleman. I'm like, I'm going to defend myself. And like, you know, and I don't care what society thinks. Like, if you looking at me, no, that's not, look, I'm supposed to sit there and take the punches?
Yeah.
Nah, not me.
I believe everybody keep their hands to themselves.
Exactly.
Man. Like, stop that's thinking what it you is. Can just fire off on people and there's no ramifications for
you
that.
You want gender equality? That y'all keep no your hands sense. To yourselves as well.
Just stop. Like, stop. What's the motion? That don't mean you haul off and hit people.
Right. Exactly. Punch the wall. Else.
Yeah.
Take it out on the wall.
That's what we do. We take walks.
Yeah.
We punch walls. We go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got to do.
The gym is great stress relief.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the gym, then you get tired, you be sweating. Like, man.
Let's see.
But, yeah, so that easy work.
Yeah, easy. Animals. Defend your kids. Indiana dad goes viral after he offers free ass whoopings to parents. What? Dwayne Stamper. Sounds like he gives out ass whoopings.
Yeah.
His Stamper. Post went viral and landed him in the middle of a debate on corporal punishment. Stamper's post reads, parents, your kids need a whooping. Summer can't end fast enough. Stop by. I'm set up. No kids over 13 because they may whoop me.
Mm.
Stamper says that he was inspired by a 5-year-old in the supermarket who needed an ass whooping. Research shows spanking is not necessary when effective.
Where it's not necessary when effective?
It's not necessary or effective when raising a kid.
Oh.
It's like, what do you...
I think it depends on the kid.
What research? Yeah. I think
it depends on the kid.
What are you talking about?
Some
whoopers
kids don't
very
need
effective
it.
For
Some
me.
Do.
They were very effective.
It was effective for me.
All the stuff I didn't do was because of fear. I never cared about being grounded. Was easy work.
Oh, man. Grounded?
Who cares?
Cakewalk.
Like, oh, I can't watch TV for a little while. I'll just write.
Yeah.
I can't, you know. I mean, I hated it.
Right.
But it wasn't. I didn't want no whooping.
The hands put on?
No.
I passed, man. It was super effective. Y'all gonna get a whooping.
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all going to get a discussion? All right. I'll hear him out.
I'll take that.
He's like, dude, let me set this on fire right here.
You going to get a stern talking to? Oh, that was great. Yeah, I know what I did. First of all, with the talking to, I know what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. I knew that before when you caught me. I knew I was wrong.
Right.
So you just yelling.
Discussions. I think, you know, whoopers just depends on the kid. Some kids are more effective when you put their hand, a quick pop on the butt. Snaps them right out of it. Will you stop? Don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Make me. You're not my mom. What do you do then? You have a discussion. Well, I'm not your mom, but, you know, it's just wrong of you. Screw you. And then it's like, all right. That's what we take.
They work for me. Yeah. And I didn't even get it. That's the thing. They work so well, I didn't get a lot.
Me neither.
I didn't get a lot of whoopings because I remember the last one. Yeah. Yep. So I don't know what research is showing.
I respected the hands. If I was just going to get discussions over and over, like teachers, they had to discuss with me all the time. Oh, here we go. All right, let's hear the discussion.
Yeah, I don't, it does. I do think it's kid-based because, like, my brother, he was different to punish because he didn't care about stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, no TV for a week would bother me because I liked going outside.
Yeah.
So that was I hated that because I wanted to go. But Keith, he was a nerd. He didn't care. You know, my dad telling him, you know, no outside for a week. I'll just read another book.
Yeah.
And he didn't care. Like, it wasn't a big deal for him. But for me, I hated it. Mm-hmm. But the whoopings was by far the worst. I just like, talking, I mean, I want to know who.
Talking is just boring.
Research shows. Yeah. With black parents? Did they do this
research? I
want to
know who they researched.
That's what I'm saying. Who did the research?
Right. Numerous studies?
What does that even mean?
I want specifics.
Yeah, it's white people.
Numerous studies. On what? On who? On what?
Yeah, on what?
Where were y'all at? Who's the background?
Nah. You know I believe saying? They affect. I do believe, especially black parents, they take it too far.
I've definitely seen people.
Kids standing up, pow, sit down. You could have just told him to sit down. Right. That wasn't necessary for the slap across the back of the head. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that was, come on. Like, but I do think they're effective. Don't be beating your kids, though.
Right.
Some people are just, and I see a lot of parents just out here stressed out hitting their kids because you stressed and you can't handle,
right?
You know, because it's two at one time and now you losing it. Well, you got to hold together.
Right.
Like, they didn't ask to be here.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah,
man.
Hold it together.
It's your fault they're here.
You the one didn't want to strap
take
up.
It out on
you
them.
Mad at them. Now you want to take out the strap on them.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
And I feel like the effectiveness started early. You don't have to do it later because they remember.
Yeah. And then when it becomes a thing when you just get hit for every little thing, there's no effect anymore.
There's no effect.
You just like, my parents just hit me.
Yeah.
Like, there's no.
I get hit every day, baby.
Yeah, there's no.
It's nothing.
It has to be a big thing. Like, oh, I'm going to get a whooping for this one.
Right.
Like, it has to be. There has to be levels to the whooping. I knew there were certain things I'm like, we might get in trouble, but. Think we'll survive, but on certain things, I'm just like I'm not about to take this hill.
Right. I would get destroyed.
Yeah,
I know I'm that kept us out of so much. But I'd be like, man, my mom will kill me. Literally, that kept me out of so much.
It's definitely effective.
I remember, man, my mom had a friend. Her name was Crystal. I'll never forget Crystal. She had sons. Her son Christopher talked to her so disrespectfully, like cussing her out, this, that, and the third. And I'll never forget. We gave Crystal and her son a ride somewhere. So me and her son in the back, my mom and her friend in the front. He just giving it to her. Like, you know, I kept looking in the rear. I'm like looking like,
what's about to happen? This actually happens out here.
You could talk to your mom like this. And every time I would look in the rearview mirror, my mom was looking at me through the mirror. I see her eyes looking at me like, and I'm just like. Taking it in. When my mom let them out, she turned around. If you ever talk to me like that, I will kill you. Do you understand me? I was like, yep, absolutely. That dude ended up cussing his mom out to the bitter. I remember she ended up passing away. He ended up dying in a roulette game. Mm. I think he got murdered, but
yeah.
I was like, man, talking to his mom reckless. But that was a lesson. I was like, I already knew not to try my mom like that, but that was just like, she was like, if you ever join a gang, I will kill you as well. And I was like, I believe it.
Yeah, my dad was so much bigger than us too, like size-wise.
Mm-hmm.
He was just so big and we were so small.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Even when we got to the same height, size-wise,
yeah.
He was just so much bigger than us. And I was just like,
nah, I'm good.
And his background was different than ours. So
you want no parts of it.
So, like, when we started getting older, it wasn't even about whoopings no more. I was like, I just don't want to fight him.
Yeah.
Like, so, like,
it's going to be work.
Yeah, so we get a bad report card, and my mom would see it. She'd be like, okay. You'll see it when you get home and put on his dresser. We just be like, oh, I hated it. I never knew.
The stomach hurt.
I just realized this yesterday. I was talking to my brother. I was like, I just realized all the psychological warfare they was doing, like as far as like, you know, setting up stuff and letting it linger.
Yeah.
Like calling the morning and be like, when I get home, it's gonna be me and you. I gotta think about that all day.
The all day think about?
All day. It's gonna be me and you. And I was like, oh.
Yo, when I failed seventh grade, I thought my mom was gonna kill me, man. Like, I knew she was going to the parent-teacher conference. I was like, man, maybe it's not going to be as bad as I think. Because I already knew I was screwing up. Nintendo ruined my life. Seventh grade, I was doing no homework. None. I was doing no homework. Like, homework? Psst, Super Mario Brothers player. And so.
Part three?
Nah, this was, what was cracking in? Two, maybe.
Because of Raccoon Tales?
Oh. Not that one.
That's my best one. That's my favorite one.
And she went. She came home. She was like, she was hot. Like the look, she came in ready. I remember I was in the kitchen. She busted in there. You're failing. You're not going to pass. And she just left the house for hours. I don't know where she
was. Oh, she probably going to murder you then.
She left me home alone for hours. I was in that kitchen sitting at the table. No food on. I was just sitting there like, for hours, man. I was like, oh, I got nothing.
You start writing your will.
I got nothing.
I leave my Mario game. What was your best friend's name? Leon?
I didn't even know if I was going to see her again. I thought she was going to leave me in the apartment to fend for myself. I get evicted homeless on the streets in seventh grade. I didn't know what the plan was. I'm like, I don't know where she went. I don't know if she went to a new family. I don't know what it is.
It's hilarious at this point.
Man, woo, she was hot. But she ain't put a hand on me, though, but she didn't need to at that point. I was just like.
That's what I'm saying. It's psychological. But it all starts, I think, from the wolfing.
Because
even times he didn't hit us, I thought I was going to get. And I was just be like, that me and you. I realized, is that a black father thing?
What?
It's going to be me and you. Because I remember I've only seen that. Said, and I knew what it meant. I saw
it was gonna be me and you.
I saw a dude talking to his son. His son was cutting up just all day. He kept, but he was older too.
Yeah,
I feel like you don't get to that point till they get older, where it's like these little belts ain't gonna work no more.
Yeah,
we just
gonna square up.
So his son kept, and he was talking to him on the side. And you see the son kind of, all right, when we get home, it's gonna be me and you. And I saw the son's demeanor. He was just like, damn, like this is it. This is how it ends. And when he said that, even I was like.
Yeah.
I started flat. That me and you, I was like, I
to know
what that
you
means.
Gotta fight your dad. That's a heavy burden, man.
And you don't fight. You just,
but the threat of it. You know what I'm saying? The threat of a lot of times in your own head was worse than what was going really.
Yeah.
Happen. And then the thought of everything. That's why fights are better when they just happen in the moment.
Yeah.
When you thinking about
everything
a fight
is,
after school.
Yeah, everything is better in the moment. The smash is better in the moment.
In the moment.
If you get a text that morning, she's like late in the night, all
like
day
it.
You thinking about that smash. It's weird.
I don't like it.
It's
I don't
weird.
Like premeditated
nah.
sex. Let's just do it when it happens.
Everything is better in the moment.
When you get home from this trip, I'm like, I'm going to be tired. You know what I'm saying? I might not be tired. I don't know what I'll be, but don't put that pressure on me. But, man, the fights.
The fights, man.
I wouldn't want to fight my dad, man.
I didn't want no parts of that, man. I remember one time he hit me mid-sentence. I didn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
Me and my brother was in the hallway. And then he was like, I don't. Bow, he hit Keith in the chest. Keith hit the ground. And I was just like frozen. And he's like, you. An open hand, hit me in the side of my head.
Yeah.
I hit the ground. All he was like. the buildings was exploding in the background,
man.
And everything. And he was like, get up. We both got up. And I was trying to focus. I hear you. And then he blamed us. He was like, see what y'all made me do?
Yeah.
Because he probably caught himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I could have busted his whole eardrum. But y'all don't listen. Y'all, I could have caved your little chest in. Y'all don't be listening, man. Y'all don't be. And I was just like, I think that was the last time I ever got that one. I was like, man, I don't want.
I feel terrible. I always feel terrible putting hands
I was in high
boys.
School at that time. I was bigger. You know what I mean? I'm still skinny, but I was 14. That was the last time I ever got in physical trouble.
Yeah.
Ever. Because I was I'm good, bro.
Right.
Because I know from here on out, ain't going to be no more belts.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
I'm not trying to fight you, bro. But Keith, he was hard-headed. They squared up. Keith was just taking it. But it wasn't even a square up.
Yeah.
It was just I understood on my dad part, and he has since apologized to my brother. Man, I took it too far.
Yeah.
My brother just was so hard-headed. What do I do? I can't ground you. I can't. So it's just let's just
square
go to the garage then, bro.
Square up.
Let's go, because you don't listen, man.
And I think that's fine, man. The fight, you get to a certain point where your kids just ain't listening to nothing you tell them. I think it's fine to square up.
Square up.
Let's square
let's
up.
Let's go
man.
In the garage.
Let's
Come
solve
on.
It this way.
It's not.
If you take an L to your son.
That's the risk.
Just be ready for the ramification.
That's the risk.
If you take that smooth loss, you can't say nothing from that on. So you got to be ready, man. You better be, as a dad, you better be willing to fight to the death to get the win.
Because you can't lose.
You can't lose, man. You got to be like Brad Pitt and Troy, just undefeated.
You can't. If you take L to your son,
I don't care if
no
your son
chores.
Fights professionally and you ain't fought in 40 years, you better win this fight. You got to, man.
That's it.
Oh, that's a wrap, man. As big as Serene is, I don't see myself losing to him in the fight.
I don't see you losing.
But he's
first of
big.
All, dads have the advantage of the reason why dads rarely lose a fight to their kids is because we have, and I get it now. I didn't understand why I was never going to be able to whoop my dad.
Yeah,
but I get it now because we have the audacity of you in us.
Right.
They do anything as much as I've done for you, you have the audacity. We have that kind of, that's a different rage. The audacity rage is different. How dare you?
How dare you?
Out of what I've done and everything, you have to, I'm going to knock you. I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to knock you back in time to when you didn't exist.
I remember after Cotty gave birth to Keelan, the first one, she was like, I get it. She's like, I get if he ever talks, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
She's like, all that, I just went through, I'm going to kill him.
Did. How dare you?
Yeah. Like, and that's what we have that they don't have. They just have attitude.
Yeah.
But we have a different, like, are you serious?
How dare you?
That's a different rage. That's, I couldn't believe you doing this. Like that, and I now I know I would have never been able to whoop him because he'd be like, you just hit me?
Me?
After, he would have murdered me. He would have murdered me. And I'm like, but I still didn't clean my room.
You're right. You pass out. It's crazy, man. So, yeah, man. Put hands on these kids, man. Depending on the kid, though. Some kids,
yeah, really, I don't believe that's
true. I'm disappointed in you really works for a lot of kids.
For some.
I'm disappointed in you. They'd be like.
Yeah, for some. Right. Especially if they are trying to please you.
Right.
And you just like, I don't even know. You know what? I don't even want to look at you. You
some kids, too, ain't even bad. Like, you never really have to.
Yeah. I wasn't that bad.
Take it there. Yeah,
wasn't that bad.
Some kids just truly just be chilling. You're like, you know what? All right. What else we got over there?
Questions from, just questions. These are from the producers.
Oh,
our lovely producers. What are your favorite movies about fatherhood and why? And what do movies and television get wrong about fatherhood? It's a good question, producers.
Fatherhood movies, man.
Good question.
Oh, one fatherhood movie that really touched my soul was A Better Life, about this Mexican immigrant. He was here illegally, but he had a son here, and he was just working, doing landscaping or whatever. And his son, you know, was at that teenage age. We getting into trouble. You know, he hanging out with the wrong crowd. He gets in trouble, so the dad's trying to get him out of the trouble, but he ends up getting, you know, arrested,
so he had to go back,
deported, and so that whole dynamic. And when he was sitting there talking to him right before he got deported, man, I folded.
Yeah,
it was Folgers crystals, dog. I was like, man, but it was just touching. Like what? When I watch movies now, and the father dynamic is in there, I'll be super into it. Like, yeah. Even that movie Blow with Johnny Depp. You ever see that?
Yeah.
The relationship he had with his dad, Ray Liotta, I thought that was like my favorite part of the movie. Yeah. Like, you know, him and his mom was whatever, but like that dynamic, I was like, almost folded up.
I don't know about dad movies, but dad moments. I mean, I do love Daddy Daycare. I just love the movie.
I saw that one time.
I love that movie. I just like how he was just hanging out with his kids and the other kids all day. Fences was one that just Fences, like we talked dope. About that, like yeah. how just I was like, wow, how much fatherhood has changed.
Right.
That's what I got from that movie, just how much fatherhood has changed. But father moments, they be getting me. Like anything, with like you said, with a father, it don't even have to be a son. It could be dad. Like at the end of Armageddon, when she was talking to Bruce Willis,
on the big screen,
like, I was like,
yeah.
That was the first time I almost folded the movie.
You was cross-eyed.
I didn't because we were with girls.
Yeah.
But the whole theater, I think me and my dad were the only ones in the theaters that didn't cry. But I just couldn't because the two girls was with me.
They was looking
my
at
brother,
you.
Everybody was, because the girls was crying. They looked at me. I was like. I had a thing coming out of my mouth. I was not crying. But it was just the father, because I immediately put myself in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dad is in there. I was just like, oh, I he can't took lose it there. Him.
Because it already started, the emotion started pumping when he pulled the switcheroo on Ben Affleck. If Ben Affleck was in there making it tough.
Exactly.
And then you trying to recover from that.
Ben was already on the big screen. You. And then he all calm. He's like, I ain't going to make it home. And she was, I was like, no, you got to make it home, Bruce. You got to make it home. I was grabbing the end of the seat.
Yeah, man. That was a tough one. Pursuit of Happiness is mad tough.
Yeah. He cheated, man. In real life, his kid was a baby, so I had no clue what was going on.
Right.
But in the movie, you put a six-year-old in there, you feel it. I was like, come on, man. They sleeping in the bathroom in the park.
Yeah, that was a tough one, man. It's like, oh.
Yeah, dad moments, man, be having me. They just affect me because I had a dad. So and now that I have sons,
Let me tell you a powerful scene, man, the father and son, The Patriot, Mel Gibson. He already, one of his sons already got killed early in the movie. And then his oldest son, played by Heath Ledger, like he really wanted to.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Man,
I know that big
movie.
When
Heath Ledger died, I was like, I was cross-eyed. I was just like, I'll pull it together. Because Because when Mel Gibson saw him die, he really cried hard. It wasn't no like one tear, look off into the distance. He was like hyperventilating, and like I was like, I felt every piece of that moment. I was like, man, dog. Woo! Yeah. What's another father-son joint?
I'm trying to think of what movies. Like I said, the Will Smith one. I think we talked about this before, when his daughter died. And then he gets to visit. I did fold on that one.
Man, duh.
I did fold on that one. Father. What other father-son movies? You know what didn't? I had no effect. I was just happy for him. Field of Dreams.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I was just happy that he like got to hang with his pops.
Yeah.
That was it. It wasn't like a...
I never saw that.
Good for you, man.
Right.
Good for you.
I'm happy for you.
And then, you know a movie, even though it's my favorite movie of all time, and even though it's not supposed to be taken seriously, but Five Heartbeats, Eddie Kane and his dad.
I just want you to be a better man.
And it was another, like, Fences moment. His dad didn't know how to... You know, to say that I love you or I want you to do better.
Yeah.
So he walks up and you tell him he ain't shit. Like, that's
how you do it.
That's how you do it.
You ain't shit.
You ain't shit because I ain't shit. And like, that's all he knew.
That's all he knew.
Because in the next scene, he showed up to his gigs.
Yeah.
He was emotionalist, but he went.
He was like,
he was there. I'm here in support.
Right.
I want you to do well, but I can't show it. Like, I can't.
That's crazy to think that was his method.
That was
his. Why you be doing this to that boy? I just want him to be a better man.
So you berate him?
The wife's face, she's been like.
And not if people don't notice the wife's face, but it was a dude in the background reading a newspaper, and he was just like.
That's your method?
He was just like, what are you doing, bro?
That's your method, man.
But when I saw him went to the gig, I was like, he does care. He was just trash on the emotion. He just didn't know how to do it.
He's like, what'd you think of my performance? It wasn't shit.
Yeah, probably. They probably cut that out. They were like, we can't keep having
thanks, Dan.
Shit the whole time.
Don't thank me. I'm just here because your mother brought me. Like, come on, man. This is what we doing out here.
Antoine Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
The lack of the father and Denzel being the father figure. Mm-hmm. That stuff, I was like, man.
That movie folded me up, man.
I think it folded my dad up. Because my dad went to the Navy. Mm-hmm. He resonated with the movie.
Yeah.
And I think it folded him up.
That movie made me find my biological father. That one movie. I folded. Because I wasn't crying in movies then. That movie folded me right on.
It folded me up, but I felt it. And then I fell in love with Joy Bryant. I thought she was so dope.
Where is she, man?
She was on whatchamacallit.
I ain't seen her in a minute.
7 seasons of that show. I watched the whole thing, too. The Family is the Bravermans. I can't remember what the show's called. The family name is called The Bravermans, but I can't remember. I watched every season.
I feel like I ain't seen her, man.
She was on that show, though, and she was on something else. She be working.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Because I forgot about her.
I loved her in that movie, though, because I was like, she going with him. Yeah. She driving. She searching in the yellow pages with him.
Yeah.
She was so dope to me. She was down. And then she followed that up, and she was down for 50 in Get Rich.
Oh, yeah.
She was nursing him. I was like, she's just, God damn it, she's just down. I was just in love with her. Because she was just holding 2 different downs.
She was like,
down.
I only choose roles on the down-ass chick.
Like, she was so dope. I was like, yes. She could be trash in real life. But in these movies, she be holding it down.
The hold down, man. Yeah, that father-son dynamic. Oh, man. I love the father. My favorite father in film is Furious Styles from Boys.
Oh, well, yeah. Absolutely.
I love, he's probably my favorite father.
He was amazing.
Him and Mufasa battling for the number one fathers in the game in terms of movies. But Furious and Boys in the Hood is one of my favorite movies.
What made Furious so dope is he shouldn't have been that dope. He had his kid at 17.
Right.
And he was talking like he's this 60-year-old guy. He was 30-something years old.
He laid down the rules. He wasn't having it.
He was 34 years old talking to Trey like that.
He mixed the tender moments with the rules and, like, you know, teaching them stuff about life and all that. Very involved. I was like, yo, this dude here.
He was a dope dad, and he shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
He was flying by the seat of his pants. He didn't know what
so
he was doing.
Dope, man. He didn't.
He did. He's 17. You don't know how to raise no kid.
Right.
And he comes to live with him. He was, what, 10, 11? Mm-hmm. So that makes Furious all
27, 28.
What are you doing?
Chilling. He's like, you gonna rake these leaves? You gonna?
Yeah, he don't know what he's doing.
Yep.
I give him props because my dad had me at 18.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you don't. I give him a pass on a lot of stuff looking back.
Right.
I'm like, man, you had no clue.
You was young.
What you was doing.
Right.
None. You just. I'm here though.
Yeah. I'm here. What you gonna
I'm
do?
I'm trying my best.
Step up and do the best you can. But yeah, man, Furious Styles. That's my answer. Who's my favorite filer? Him. Because I really love
well,
him.
Well, he was my favorite. But I have a few favorite TV dads.
Oh, TV dads. That's something else.
You know, obviously everybody loves Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil was fantastic.
I didn't like Carl Winslow because I felt like he used to let Eddie talk to him too crazy.
Yeah.
Eddie should have gotten knocked out a few times.
Right.
Even though he was twice Carl's.
Right.
Carl, he would do that, you know, TV parenting.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't believe it.
I was like, no.
I'm not believing this reaction.
I was like, this ain't real. And y'all in Chicago.
Right.
Like, no.
Yeah.
You know who's a slept on dad? Alan Matthews from Boy Meets World.
I don't even remember the dad.
They sleep on him. He was super dope.
Oh, yeah. I remember him now.
He was a dope dad. Like, because he took in Sean, Corey's friend. He would try to, because he, you know, his father was always in and out. He was trying to raise him. And they would have moments where you could see Alan was raising boys. That's what connected with me. Like when Corey and Topanga got married.
Yeah.
And they bought this crappy apartment. They was eating, splitting a tuna fish sandwich. The sink didn't work. Like, it was just trash. And he went home like, bail me out.
Uh-huh.
And the dad was like, no, you're a man. You got married. This is what, and you could tell it was eating him up. But he was like, this is what you have to do. Like, It was a serious moment in the show. Yeah. Like, and
they always had serious
Corey moments. Ended up fixing the sink, you know, and they was like, this is, you know, but when Corey left, he was like, damn, you know, like he wanted to bail him out. But at the same time, he's like, I'm raising a man.
Right.
This is your wife now. You're not my responsibility anymore. You got it. And I was like, yo, this dude. And I just remember all the seasons he was watching. He was a dope dad. Like, you go back and watch the shows, he was a super dope dad.
I quit watching Boy Meets World because Corey was always whining about
He was
shit.
Whining. But
he was so whiny. I was like, I'm out of here. I can't deal with it.
What is it? What do TV and movies get wrong about fatherhood? The dads are always the screw-ups. I don't like that. I don't like how dads are always the screw-ups.
It's definitely more times than not, we the screw-ups.
See, but like in the movies, like dads are just useless in movies and TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, and it's just like...
Yep. Well, they have us too soft.
Yeah.
And then it's like.
We matter. And then the TV shows, dads just be nothing.
Right. Or super like, silly.
That ain't,
like, what's his name, man? It's mad silly. Dunphy on Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch it like that. But
he's so clueless.
Yeah.
Like, how is he even raising these kids? He's funny, but it's just like, as a dad, I'm like, how can you take him seriously? But at the same time, on the same show, I like Ed O'Neill's character on that show as a dad. You know what I'm saying? Raising a daughter and a gay son. It's like he seems real dope, down to earth, but no nonsense at the same time.
Oh, the Mexican kid's gay?
No, his son. No.
Oh,
son,
the older one. The older one. That's right.
So I think it's dope how he is in that. And it's a nice contrast from Al Bundy.
Like, if you watch Blackish, Anthony Anderson is the screw-up dad.
Yeah.
He's a selfish dad. He's always messing up.
He always
screwing up. He don't know what's going on.
Screwing up.
He be messing up. And I'm like, that's what they always
do
to, like, most of the time.
Right.
That is more show what they show.
And even in the Cosby Show, Claire was more hard-nosed.
Oh, absolutely.
Claire was not having it.
No.
That's easily my favorite TV mom, by the way. But, like, she was not... having it. And Cliff was not having it either, but he was silly with it at the same time. I'm trying to think of another family show with some dads.
Good Times.
Good Times. James was intense, but
James
good.
James was super intense.
They
was poor, though. He was stressed. When you literally look at Good Times, James was stressed the hell
stressed out,
man.
That's why his hair was receding.
He
man.
Was stressed out.
And they just killed him off.
Three like, kids.
Yeah.
Well, you know how they killed him off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man. Let's see. Are there any hobbies or interests that you discourage your kids from taking up? For example, if they want to dance, cheerlead, or knit, would you encourage it?
I encourage any interest, man. Like, as long as it, you know, As long as it ain't like, yeah, I'm interested in drug dealing. Like, but if they like, you know, if it's a, I want them to be passionate about something.
Yeah. So I would have questions.
Like if they were trying to chill.
Like, I want to chill. I'd be like, why? What is? I wouldn't like off top be like, what you want to do that right. for? Because then they'd be like, oh, I don't.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, why? What makes you? What brought that on? Right. That's usually my question with everything. Even when I talk to my little brother, what brought that on?
Yeah.
I want to see like where your head is at. What right. do you want to do? Because the answers could be all over the place. I like dancing. I just want to hold the girls by their butts.
Right.
I don't know what.
You never know.
What the answer is. So I would just ask, and like, what do you want to do that for? Like, what is your? But no, I wouldn't just discourage it. Like, my thing is like, whatever you do, you be a beast at it.
Yeah,
you
know? I want them to excel. Don't
be
whatever
a, like, even if you want to be a dancer. Like, there's a lot of dope dancers.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like when people too, when they think about boys, and they be like, my boy wants to dance. That don't necessarily mean ballet. Like, right. that don't, they, like I feel like dudes always go there.
Yeah.
Like your boy says he want to dance. He could be the dopest hip hop dancer of all time. He could right. be Michael Jackson. The second, it doesn't have to be
right.
like fem. They always associate it.
And what's
like,
wrong with ballet? Soft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of football players do ballet.
Ballet is legit.
A lot of football players do ballet. And they'd be like, right. What is this? Like, they automatically associate it with just like, it's like, why? Why does it have to be? Like, sports is the only thing.
Right. You can only do sports.
Like, if you ain't sports, you either gay or a nerd. Yeah. Like, it's like, no, there's a wide spectrum of things. It doesn't have to just be sport. And a lot of athletes be gay and right. nerds.
Even like, if they was gay, like if my sons were gay, My only hang up is I would just want them to be the dude in the relationship. That's my only issue. Like, man, don't be over here no pushover yeah. with these dudes.
That'd I be feel my like that's everybody's hang-up. Issue.
Like, just don't be out here getting punked.
Because D.L. Hughley had just said that. He had just said he wanted, because Magic Johnson was talking about his son.
Uh-huh.
And D.L. was like, my son could be as gay as he want to be as long as he's still a man.
Yeah.
And I was like, I honestly feel like that's how like most dudes
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, just
like just be a man. I don't right. care what you do. I don't care.
Right.
Just be a man though. Mm-hmm. Don't be just doing the most hella extra.
Right.
Like when I talk to people, because I'd be asking people like, why? Like if somebody's homophobic. I'm like, why? What did they do to you? Like,
exactly.
Why does that bother you? And their answer 9 times out of 10 is like, okay, well, it's not their lifestyle. It's the extra. Oh. And like that, I understand. Like, I don't watch reality TV because I hate extra.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah, why not? I don't want to see that from a woman. Definitely want to see it from a dude.
Right.
So the extra, the theatrics, the hella doing yeah. a bunch, that does. That is annoying. Right. But it doesn't make me hate you. You're just annoying.
Right.
You're as very annoying. So, like, if I had a gay son, I want him to still be, like, we watching the game. And I'm like, man, Steph killing. He like, yeah, that yeah. nigga fine, too. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, he's all not right. my flavor, but I feel you on that one.
Yeah,
you
know that's... You could be gay, but if he started being hella extra, like, God, yeah. I'd be like, stop. Like, that's annoying. I'd be like, stop, bro.
You get on my nerves, man.
Yeah,
just turn it down. Just a taste.
Just be regular. Just chill out, bro.
A lot of people with the gay sons, they be like, I hate it when they go the religious route with homophobia. It's in the Bible.
When
they
every
say.
Piano
meanwhile,
player,
you out here fornicating yeah. on the regular. And doing all kinds. You picking and choosing what you want to be passionate about in the Bible. Now this is the
This is the one that breaks you.
Yeah,
you sinning every day.
Now you know religion matters.
Dude,
how many times have you
smashed on her period? That's a big sin in the Bible.
You know what I'm saying?
Huge sin.
They pick and choose. I'll be like, man, it's not natural. Hey, you know what? Neither is the food we eat. So what?
A lot of stuff in there. I don't care.
Yeah.
But, thinning out the herd.
I feel you on the extra though, because it'd be a bit much.
The extra, but it's people. I don't like extra people.
Yeah.
So it's not just a gay specific thing. I don't like when people are extra. You come in the room hella loud and stuff. I'd be like,
why are you yelling?
Why are you doing this?
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Just as soon as you come in, I'm not looking at you. I put a blindfold on when you come in with the look at me energy. Look at me. I'll be like, yeah.
So like if I had a gay son like EJ. I probably would be like, because that stuff bothers me. It's just so much.
But I've only really seen EJ in like picture form. Is he like out there when he talks to?
Extra, so extra.
Yeah,
big, you know, just huge purse. And he's so big. He's 6'9", 300 pounds.
Man,
with a purse, he don't even carry poodles.
We gonna look at you anyway.
Put pit bull in his just carrying it like he's huge.
We gonna look at you anyway, just from pure. you know, huge. Bigness.
Yeah.
Then like you throw that on the mix. You
if I had a gay son, it'd be like Karamo. I'm like, yeah, just chill out. Like I remember when he said he was gay. When everybody was watching Real World, we was like, this dude is gay. Like, yeah. Because he was just chilling. Like,
I don't know who that is.
He was on the Real World, black dude. Dressed like everybody dressed in 2000, but and then one day he was just kissing a dude, and we was like, "Oh, he gay?
Yeah,
never knew." And you just kept moving. Now he's like, I guess, kind of famous, like doing big for the gay community or whatever. But he's just chilling, like just. But the extras, I'd be like,
people that be super homophobic, man, I'd just be. It's just weird to me. Like, why are you just passionate about?
I feel like what happened to you?
I feel like you having an eternal struggle with it. Somewhere. That's what I always go to. Like, why are you this passionate?
And I'm fine if you think it's gross. That's fine.
That's fine to be like, I'm not feeling it. But when you like super,
what? There's more to it than just you thinking. That's weird.
Yeah. It gets to the point of like weirdness on that tip.
Like, I can see if some dudes kick you like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm like that.
Like, I don't want to see two dudes making out. I don't want to see a couple making out. Really.
Exactly. I was about to say, I'm like that with regular people. Straight people.
I'm going to look away. I'm like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
Now, if they smashing, I might watch. Just because I'm Pervy McGee. I'm like, oh, y'all smashing right here? All right.
I'd be like, oh, this is happening.
Oh, y'all getting it in? Okay, this is crazy. But, like, all of that, nah, man.
What I don't get it.
I don't get why.
What else we got on here? We'll do one more question and wrap this joint up.
Do you regulate your kids' internet use? And what can parents do to keep their kids from going to inappropriate places online?
I don't really monitor their internet use.
I do.
Because I'm like, because I'd be doing it, like, I did initially, like, you know, I'd be like, all right, what y'all looking at? Like, usually YouTube videos or, like, you know what I'm saying? Sincere's on the internet more than Serene, but, like, so he's like, mainly on YouTube. Yeah. But, like, I haven't asked them lately, like, yo, be dabbling in that
porn. Hub.
Yeah, that porn, you know what I'm saying? Because I first got exposed to porn in, like, first grade because it came in on our TV from the motel across the street. We lived across the street from a hotel. So porn would just come in on channel 3. Just straight, we flick it through the channel, and then you go back to channel 4. So it was crazy. So I got exposed to it early, like, yo. Anytime we home alone, you could just turn channel 3, take it in. So that could have really tore me up sexually, but it didn't. And then I got into the porn phase where, like, you know, going in the porno curtain and in the adult section. And I would stay up late for Cinemax or, like, you know, some nudity on Showtime, get ready to turn the channel real quick. So I definitely had my moments of, like, yo, it's out there. But this is before the internet.
Yeah.
Not the internet. At any moment, you could just be like, get the full, whatever you're looking for.
Porn will, though. I mean, I think you should monitor. Because, like, I monitor more on, like, just what y'all watching. Just what's out there.
Yeah.
Like, and he's little. You know, the older they get, the more
pregnant. Oh, yeah. They super.
But, like, yeah, on the porn tip, though, like, I saw my first porn on, I forgot. But it messed me up.
Did it?
I was like, oh.
Was it regular porn?
Yeah. But it just messed me up because I was like, do they all, you know, this girl was beat to hell.
Yeah.
Like, her stuff was thrashed. So, like, when I got older, like, I would not go down on anybody for, like, ever.
Yeah.
Not even because I thought it was gross. I was just like, I was scarred.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, not those things.
Right.
Not me. It messed me up. I was like, oh.
Did you watch a lot of porn?
Not till... You know, college, when the internet, you download it and all that. Then it looked like a phase, I guess, everybody else. And
right.
Then I was like, nah, I'm not a big porn guy.
Yeah. Porn ain't for everybody, man.
Like, not to be on it. Like it's people who do it, like, all day.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, you be on the road sometimes. You be like, I need a little visual real quick. For the, you know, that maybe then. But, like, on just the watching it,
Sitting there watching it as a whole, like, it's a real movie. Because,
like, I had a teammate, man. This dude, he got to a point where people stopped letting him use their laptops and computers.
Yeah.
He'd come in your apartment and be like, I'm going to go upstairs real quick. And then you just got Virus McGee on your computer because he's just watching porn for hours.
Yeah.
And he just watched it, like a movie.
Ah.
I'm like, why are you, what are you doing?
I like the camera angles.
He would just watch porn like the all the time. So like, somebody, talk. We'd be like, we'd have to get on for homework and we had to log on the internet and it's pop-ups everywhere. We're like, what happened? Yeah. Carla's on my computer, man. Like, come
on, good old porn.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't.
I be wondering though about the boys, like, what kind of porn are they into? Like, what tickles their fancy, if you will? You know,
I went through phases.
Yeah, I think I think you definitely,
like, when Kylie got pregnant, mm-hmm. I was looking for pregnant porn.
Yeah,
because pregnant chicks was hot to me at the time. So I was watching pregnant porn. Yeah, it was so weird.
Never been into pregnant porn. Oh, I get it.
I was watching.
I get it.
And I wasn't even like getting turned on. I was just like interested.
Yeah,
like because I couldn't. You know, I only could see my, you know, certain angles from yourself. But right. I was like, what does it look like? Like,
right.
What is everybody else seeing? Like, if somebody walked in on me right now, what angle would they see?
Imagine being the kid that was in the pregnant porn. Like, this is you. Like, it's me. I was in there. Like, oh, man, it's weird. I was into, like, you know, I was into girl on girl for a long time.
Never really got into that.
I was into that for a minute, man. I would get the ones with no dude in it at all. I'd be like, and then I went back to traditional, like.
I didn't like the girl on girl because I have to imagine myself being in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they don't need me.
Right.
So I just was like.
I like them not needing me.
I was like, I need you.
Just let me watch.
Yeah.
And then just let me watch over here on the other couch.
They have no interest in me here.
And then I switched to the regular traditional. Then I got in the orgy. And I was like, yeah.
I was just a lot small. Going on. Yeah, it's just a lot.
There's a lot going on. I always watched the couple off
funny.
To the side.
Yeah, it was just funny to me. It was like sometimes, like when I went through, all this is in college.
Yeah.
And when I went through all these phases. And some of them were just funny.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like a lot of stuff was just funny to me. Like I'd watch it, be like, why are they even doing it like that? Right. And I would just laugh. Like,
it was the angles.
Yeah, just weird position that nobody's really doing, but you're doing it because I get it. The camera angles, you need people to be able close-ups. To see. I don't like the close-ups.
There's no point.
The balls back and
I don't need it. I know what's happening. Sometimes they'd be so close, it'd be like, they got the camera inside the vagina, the penis is coming in. Like, how are you getting this angle? I don't need to be that close. It's like the cameraman's inside. Like.
I remember I went through a phase where I was watching bloopers.
Bloopers are mad funny, man. I seen this one dude slip in the tub. I ascended to the heavens. He was getting in that slip, man.
I saw that one.
Oh.
But he tried to finish the work.
Don't even try it, dog.
He got up. He was like,
I could, man, I wish they had more bloopers, man. Oh, I know the they out there.
The bloopers are so funny. I seen one where the guy, you know, the camera, and the guy shot. And then, like, but it was from a different angle, right?
Yeah.
So they showed, and all you hear is, cut, 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 cut. And he had the camera, and he turned, and it was
Oh.
He just yelled, cut, cut. He had his eye closed, and it was just here. I was like, oh, I would have quit my job that day.
I would have quit that
I would have quit. I'm that like, guy. This is it. There's not enough hazard pay for this.
I can't.
Oh, so
I can't
funny.
Shake that. Well, anyway.
So, yeah, I got to monitor. I don't want them watching that kind of stuff. Oh, right. God. I got to monitor this.
That two girls, one cup changed
I never
life.
Watched that.
Oh, don't.
I didn't want to watch it.
Don't.
I never watched it. I remember when all that stuff was getting popular, E-Bombs no. World and all that stuff. Like, I was like, I'm not the, what was it? Something Faces of Death, where it was just people dying.
Oh, nah.
Just
nah.
All the time. I was like, I didn't want to watch that.
But
I
that
didn't
two
wanna...
girls, one cup, man.
I heard it was fake. Later on, I heard it was fake, but I still
don't see
didn't
how they
watch
faked it.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't think it's fake.
I don't know.
The one I saw was, unless they had a budget of $200 million. It was real as they could.
First of all, I didn't know why everybody watched it.
I got called. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Well, when the name tells you what it is, I figured out what it was by the name.
I didn't. I was like, two girls, one cup. What's that?
I was like, if it's one cup, they are taking something out of a cup that's coming out of their body.
I saw that.
Either the front or the back. And I was like, I don't need it.
I sat frozen in one spot for like 2 days. It was like, like all the lights went out in the office and I was still there like reflecting. It was
needed.
Oh.
So yeah, I think it should be monitored because what's out there now? When we had internet, it was a lot of regulations.
Yeah.
Now everything's just out there.
Anything you want to see, you can see it.
So we have kid restrictions on theirs.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm gonna keep that on for a while.
Yeah.
And even when they say, like, I remember when on ours, we'd have to have my mom come down and turn it off so we could research some stuff for homework.
Yeah.
And then she'd turn it back. So I'm like, for homework purposes,
right,
I'll turn them off. You search what you got to search, and mm-hmm. I'm turning it right back on. It's just too much out there.
Yeah.
Until you, when you get older, go look at whatever you want. Right. I don't care. You want to see bloopers? Go right ahead. Bloopers, death, man, whatever. Man. But it's so much out there.
Crazy, man. But that's it, man.
Yeah.
Daddy issues once again. Don't forget, if you want to see the full episode, go to anywhere you get your podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, wherever, see the full episode. If you got any questions for us, which we will answer on the show, ask the questions on the YouTube page in the comments section. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Spread the word about Daddy's Issues, man. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Tell your peoples, man.
Tell your peeps.
Spread the word. And
still the number one form of advertisement. Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. There's nothing
better. Still the number one.
Nothing better.
Nothing.
Did you watch? Did you listen to? It's great.
Yeah. People think it's internet. And it's like, no. Because you still got to tell somebody, hey, have you seen? Exactly. It's still word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
You got to show people.
Word of mouth for movies, TV shows, everything.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
Tony Baker Comedy on all platforms.
At Keon Poli on everything, guys.
And until next time, we out here.
All right.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.